Car manufacturing in Australia may have ended, but there's a record skills shortage within the automotive industry. There are more than 27,000 unfilled jobs across the country, and mechanics and panel beaters are in high demand. Caroline Winter reports.
Adele, how are you going with that job, mate?
Yeah, good. I found out the aircon compressor's failed. It's not clicking in. The gas is all in there. Prior to doing my apprenticeship, I always sort of tinkered with my cars, with Dad's help, and it was something I enjoyed doing.
Dale Hawke is a fourth-year apprentice mechanic at BMW in Adelaide. He spends a couple of days a week hitting the books and the rest getting his hands dirty.
I like diagnosis jobs. Obviously, I still need to learn a lot, but it's always rewarding when you can find the problem.
We're not just mechanics anymore, and especially the guys on the tools. They're definitely technicians, and quite a number of them have to have certain qualifications to be able to work on most of these cars.
Dimmy Demas started as an apprentice mechanic 10 years ago. He's now BMW Adelaide's service manager. He says opportunities in the auto sector for people like Dale Hawke are huge.
From basic repairs, now it's turned into high voltage vehicles, high security vehicles. We've also got hybrid vehicles. And the amount of training and knowledge you need to work on these vehicles is absolutely phenomenal.
There's a skill shortage nationally, and there's a skill shortage here in South Australia of, over 1,600 positions across different parts of the industry, whether they be in servicing and repair or they be in retailing.
Paul Unicolb is CEO of the Motor Trade Association in South Australia. With a national shortage of 27,000 jobs in the auto sector, forecast to rise to 35,000 next year, and apprenticeship commencements down by 40% in recent years, Paul Unicolb is on a mission.
Already we've put on, as an industry, as many apprentices this year than was put on probably the last 4 years, in total. So it's likely to be about 750 plus apprentices that are put on into the automotive industry this year. So, and that'll go a long way to trying to fill over the next 2 or 3 years some of the skill shortages.
The Assistant Minister for Vocational Education and Skills, Karen Andrews, says the federal government is doing what it can, including announcing a $1.5 billion fund to tackle skill shortages.
It's a very difficult issue that we're facing in regard to attracting people to vocational education. We actually need to get better at showing our young people what the opportunities that there are available to them if they follow a vocational education pathway and if they take up an apprenticeship.
Assistant Minister for Vocational Education and Skills, Karen Andrews, ending Caroline Winter's report.